Check, check, 1, 2. Hi, friends. Nice to see you. I'm on computer number 2 today. Yes, I have 2 computers. I'm using my laptop that's like 10 years old. Apple never dies. Because my thing that isn't an Apple eventually died. Welcome to the program. My name is Dean. That is Lachlan Cross. I have 5 or 6 Apple products. And I just want to say this. As expensive, as stupidly expensive as accessories are, as many times that they change each charging cord to charge you $65 every time you lose a fucking charging cord, as obscenely as expensive as those products are, they never break. They never break, ever. I've had this laptop for like 10 years, still won't break.
That's the only Apple thing I have.
Yeah. Has it ever broken? No. Ever glitched? No. Probably not.
I usually throw
it off the top of Mount Everest and then come back and it was like, oh, it's still working 4 years later.
I had a bathroom emergency and I was running to the bathroom and I had my bag on my shoulder. I have like a bike bag that I carry my stuff, my lunch and stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran, I pushed the door. It's like 10 to 5 in the morning, 4:45 in the morning.
Yep.
I'm like off the elevator, through the bathroom door, and I threw my bag down on the sink and I ran into the bathroom, did my thing. Whew. Like on the buzzer.
You have the full flop sweats too. One of those ones where your back gets all sweaty, your legs get sweaty, your hands get sweaty, you start dancing in your pants a little bit. You're like, I don't like this.
It was bad. It was a close one. I remember it was so close because I wasn't paying any attention to what I was doing with my bag. And I put it on top of the sink and it activated the automatic water and it ran into my bag and killed my phone. That's the one and only time I've ever killed an iPhone, and I've been buying iPhones now. It's probably my 4th or 5th one since 2010.
Well, dude, that was prior to them being waterproof.
This is ridiculous, though, how much they are. Like, it is.
Oh, fuck, dude. You can get, like, a maxed out version of, like, the iPhone 15 Pro now. It's, like, $5,500. And I'm like, who the fuck spends, like, $5,500 on a cell phone? Like, it's so ridiculous.
You can buy a car.
Yeah, you can. But then you realize what it does for you. And then you realize that these things are effectively indestructible now. Like, I've used this 2015 laptop. It's a MacBook. Great MacBook. And this is not an advertisement for Apple. They're a multi-trillion-dollar company. I have no love for that kind of money. I really don't. But I get angry every time. It's like, man, they're the best in the world at this. They're the best.
Well,
everything they do is the best.
And now that you become a shill for Apple, I'm expecting you to start promoting Tesla soon.
No, I would never promote Tesla, never promote any of those products. Anyway, nice to be here. That's Lachlan Cross at Lachlan Cross on Twitter is where you can find him. You can find me as well at it's Dean Blundell. Brought to you by our friends at Cryer Media. And of course, the program today is brought to you by our friends over at factcheck.io, coming soon to you. Do you believe what you consume? Go to factcheck.io, sign up for the beta. The beta where you can check anything that you look at, read, consume, and it'll spit up the full epistemology of where it came from, and it'll tell you whether or not you can trust it or not. It is currently in test, and we want you to sign up for the beta test, so give us your email, and the good people at factcheck.io will send you a little bit of a thingy and says, hey, you're in the queue for the beta test, so you can take back agency over what you consume. Go to factcheck.io today.
Did you make Before up a get, word there?
Huh?
Episto what?
Epistemology. Epistemology is the full up. History and origin. Nope. I actually didn't make it up. Do you want me to? No, you just don't know what it means.
You made it up.
No. Epistemology. Do you want to know what it means? The theory of knowledge, especially.
You knew I was going to ask about this because you wanted me to ask about a big word so that you can make yourself look smart.
No, I'm excited. We partnered with factcheck.io. And you know how everybody gets like pissy about what they read online?
Yeah.
Everybody gaslights. You know, you get half-truths, truths. Liberals do it. Conservatives do it. GOP do it. Democrats. Everybody does it. News outlets do it. They misrepresent facts and opinion so that they can kind of bring you on side for some kind of narrative. I think everybody's fucking tired of it. So this group came to us and said, hey, we've got this incredible software. We know you're going through it with Canada Proud. Of course, Canada Proud sued us. And they're the official meme agent of the Conservative Party of Canada. And they sued us for embarrassing them. So they said, hey, listen, we want you to test this out. So I went through what they were trying to accomplish. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in. I mean, this sits above any narrative, right? Like the facts and real sources, like epistemology, meaning methodology, especially with regard to methods, validity, and scope. The investigation of what distinguishes justified belief from opinion, that kind of stuff. And this software is insane. It's like Shazam. So at some, like there are different versions of it. So it starts with a
it's
URL.
Like ChatGPT, right? Like they're this sort of AI.
It utilizes ChatGPT and it brings in sources. And so what it does is it gives you the full history behind the claim that's made in any social media post, news outlet. And it, then it ranks and trusts different news outlets. And then
really?
And then it tells you, this is incredible.
I might sign up to be a beta user.
Oh, you should. Then
right
it tells
after I
you
look
not,
up epistemology.
Epistemology.
Okay.
And then it tells you not only if it's factual or not, it'll tell you whether or not the social media boost behind it is organic or inorganic, and whether or not you can trust those social media accounts. And then it tells you the origin of where that lie started.
You know what's interesting about this? Because we have these conversations all the time before we introduce topics on the locker room. And I kind of do it before I bring stuff to you as well.
Yeah.
We could have vetted the Corey Perry story. But for instance, we had a conversation this week about whether or not people are just mad at Elon Musk. And that's why there's a story about the Cybertruck rusting, right? Like, I'm like, I don't know. People just hate Elon Musk. And they're just finding a way to just disgrace him no matter what. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not defending the Cybertruck. I don't care. I just was wondering if that was what the motivation was. And there was another story this morning that we were talking about the reusable bags.
Yeah.
And the issues that they're having in California after single plastic use bans down in California. They've been doing it the longest. It's been 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying they have a bigger issue with pollution because of the bags we buy. And I'm like, okay, now what is that? Is that just somebody that created it because they're mad that they have to pay 15 cents for a bag at Save On Foods now, like me?
Yeah.
Or is there actually some truth to that? And there's so much of that out there right now because people are flooding the internet with stories that sort of that defend their side and their point of view. And a lot of times it's not true. And then you get caught up into, I've seen us we've talked about a story and literally
we get funneled into the lie and we believe the lie and then we talk about the lie and then we perpetrate the lie thinking that it's true because it
leads into your own bias, right? And you're like, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Kanye West got kicked out by Taylor Smith at the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about that because I hate yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or yippee or whatever they call them.
That's how they do it. Like, and that's the incredible part of this new software. So I'm talking to these guys and they're like, hey, this is what it does. And I'm like, okay, this is incredible. Like, so this gives you the history, the origin, and then it gives you accurate sources that are able to combat whatever the lying narrative is or whatever the claim is that anybody makes.
And it takes the epistemology of it.
Epistemology.
And it gives you that.
It gives you the source, and then it tells you whether or not you can trust the source, and then it'll tell you whether or not you can draw your own opinion from it, which is awesome. But to your point, that's news today. That's what social media is, right? It is, hey, let's feed some kind of lie that's attached to a little bit of the truth, and let's torque it just enough so that we can make a certain group of people angry. And what do we have today in society, right? We've got an angry bunch of people that are super divided that believe whatever certain people, certain outlets tell them according to their core belief system. Well, you can challenge that core belief system, and this is what sold me on factcheck.io. If you can challenge that core belief system with verifiable fact as to who and what put that bullshit in your inbox, in your feed, in your Facebook account, and if we can give you the sources that'll actually clear it up so you can make an educated decision, then we stop fighting. Then we get embarrassed. Then everybody's like, and that means me. Like, and this is what I love about it. I said, listen, I've got a bias too, right? I got a bit of a progressive bias, conservative bias, but a social bias. Like, I want people to be well. So when bad people, something happens to them and they're elites. The Elon Musk is a great story. Pierre Polyev is another reason. Any politician in this country, the United States, when something bad happens to them, I'm more apt to believe it and forward it because it satisfies that bias in myself.
Yeah.
Well, as these guys, as we started to go down the road of partnering with them, one of the things they said to me is like, this is going to get you too.
I like that. I
and
like
that's
these guys.
What I said. I'm like, dude,
I like these
in.
Guys.
I'm in. So anyway, factcheck.io.
A lot
go
of people
today,
don't
sign
want,
up for the beta.
A lot of people are comfortable in the pool they're swimming around in.
Totally.
So this is not going to be for everybody. This is going to be for critical thinkers, people that are looking for something to actually stop the bleeding and fix the world that we live in.
Bingo.
Are you there yet, though? I wonder if
totally,
you're,
dude. Yeah, like it's. I'm at
sure?
that point. Yeah, 100%. I'm at that point where you know I've got my belief system, and my belief system dictates that. And this is the truth. Like a lot of people think I'm. You know, I get called a Trudeau dick licker all the time, or like paid Trudeau media. Canada Proud defamed me the other day, said I was a paid Trudeau apologist on top of being racist. And I'm like, okay, I'd like to put that through fact check, so you can weaponize that stuff too, which I'm really excited for. But the bottom line is that you don't know what you don't know. And the things you don't know when you stump for them and you tell everybody that you're right, even though you're not, and you're willing to fight your neighbor over it, that's the breaking point for me, right? The breaking point for me was, listen,
that's where we're at.
I'm tired of arguing with everybody. I'm tired. Why don't we just put something in the middle? And this is the beautiful part of this software from Fact Check. Why don't we put this stuff in the middle and say, hey, listen, I don't want to argue with you. Let's go to factcheck.io and see who's right and who's wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm willing to say I'm wrong. But the other part is that this will be able to combat a whole bunch of other shit too on both sides. Where
now, okay,
you can have an I told you so moment with a URL. And here's the beautiful part. Version 3 and 4 have a Shazam-like ability to be able to tell you whether or not someone speaking to you in a debate, giving a public speech, is truthful or not in real time.
Mm.
Suck on that.
What'll be interesting about this is whether or not we'll be able to, whether or not it'll be able to avoid the bias of some of these AI programs, because they're all based on algorithms, right? Mm-hmm. So you brought up whatever is being fed to you is probably what you're interested in. And, sure. And so if you spend time on social media and you're constantly clicking on stories about whatever it is, let's just say it's aliens, you're going to see more of that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. If you click on pictures of or videos of women, maybe, I don't know why I came up with this idea, that try on bikinis, right? You're probably going to see that a lot on your
dude. Phone. Just so you know, there is porn. You can stop Googling women in bikinis. You can just go straight to RedTube,
sometimes,
Pornhub.
Sometimes I like to
girls
be
in bikinis. Yeah, you should Google Sears catalog ladies underwear pictures. Go back that far. Remember you used to do that when you were a kid.
That's my youth.
Yeah, me too. Your mom would leave like a Sears catalog thing in there, and you'd be in the bathroom doing your business, and you're like, Sears catalog. All right. You look and you see all these women in underwear. You're like 14. And you're like, yeah, this is as close as it gets for a guy like me. This is awesome.
I remember when Much Music came along and that was a thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm never going to leave the house again. Because some of those videos were a little like, remember the Whitesnake video?
Oh, yeah. Tawny Kitaen?
Yeah. On the hood of the car.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah, that would have been on repeat. Which... I wouldn't have gotten anything done. There goes high school sports.
Anyway, pivoting away from truth and fact, Lachlan perpetrated this rumor about Corey Perry for quite some time that he was banging Connor Bedard's mom, and that's why
okay,
he got
no,
fired from Chicago.
No.
Let me finish.
Okay,
you entertained the rumor. You didn't perpetrate it. Entertained it, but by entertaining it, you perpetrated.
Yes,
that's what you did.
Well, that's what you did.
Yeah. So
I wanted it to be true.
I know you do.
Okay. I'll admit that.
Factcheck.io is for you, dude. It's for all those people that want something to be true. Those people will stay away from that shit like the plague. Anyway, so you go to Mexico. You run into some people who are in the know, right? They clear it up. Turns out, according to them, it was over paying someone at a pizza parlor to get paddled in front of Connor Bedard because it was a group building exercise and Corey Perry was wasted. So that made a lot of sense. He now plays for Edmonton. Edmonton Oilers are on this incredible heater over the last month and a half, 2 months, and all is well. He's back in the league.
Can I give a plug quickly for the merch?
Yeah, for sure.
We on the locker room merch page now. We have Corey. Would you like to go for a slice shirts?
Way better.
Okay. Yeah. I took down. I took down the stay away from my mom shirts. Yeah, they're down.
That's good because that was divisive and really shitty. It was distasteful.
Yeah, I'm not feeling bad for anybody. These are millionaires. Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
These are millionaires, and real life happens to all of us.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah. And for everybody that's had a nasty rumor made up about them, we've all gotten over it. So she can get over it too. So can the Bedards with all that money.
Yeah.
But these gentlemen that clued you into the Corey Perry truth, the truth, sent you a box today. They sent you a gift.
We're going to do an unboxing.
I'm excited.
I got to be honest with you. Are you okay with whatever's in there?
No idea. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I have no idea that this was even coming. Okay. One, and I have no idea what's in there. And I haven't really dealt with this on my morning show, The Locker Room. Mm-hmm. So I called you after the show today and said, are you okay if we do this on the podcast? Because it could be something.
Have you smelled it? Have you smelled it? I'd smell it before
it doesn't smell.
All right.
Anyway, it's just, I know it's from them because it's like, hey, the six guys from Calgary.
All right. Calgary guys.
The Calgary guys. Yeah. Maybe that's a little more than I should have given, but whatever.
Salt of the earth. Good people from Calgary. Calgary, Edmonton has some of the finest people in the world. The Dean Blundell Show is brought to you by FactCheck.io. FactCheck.io, makers of the world's most comprehensive fact-checking software, that have been very busy building some software so that you can fact-check anything that you read. It doesn't matter. If it's got a URL, you'll be able to fact-check it. Alternative sources, origins, whether or not it was an organic or inorganic campaign, whether or not you can trust the people that are putting out the information so that you can give yourself agency over information in the age of disinformation. Again, want to beta test their product? They're going to launch it in the next month or two. Go to factcheck.io today. FactCheck.io. Back to the show. Here we go.
Hawkins unboxing.
Not very often do.
Hey, did you get any blowback about the Corey Perry podcast we did the other day?
Absolutely not. Tens of thousands of views, and everybody was interested in it, and they thought, decent explanation. Corey Perry just took Connor Bedard and hammered to a pizza joint and paid some waitress to paddle their asses, and Connor Bedard was really sad about it. So his mom got
mad. They wrote me a nice little letter, and they gave me some cards. Oh, yes, Kingston, you can have that. Okay. Oh, they chipped in to get me something to remember them by.
What is it? Is it a big dildo?
It's a cucumber.
Oh, so it is a big dildo. That's it? They sent you a cucumber and a personal note? Is there a story there? Yeah. Did you say something with these six guys from Calgary that I need to know about?
No.
What happened?
I just think they wanted to be rude.
Was there a story?
Which lines up with the day we had in the pool. This does not surprise me that I got a cucumber from.
Well, what's the story? You can't just unbox.
I don't
a
really. There
not
wasn't
the
really
story.
A story. It
of course,
just,
there was.
It's
just
a random thing to send to somebody.
You said it lines up with a conversation you had in the pool.
I said it matches up with who they are.
Oh, okay.
These are the kind of guys that send you a gift and you think you're getting something good and you open it up and it's it's an effing cucumber.
Oh my God. I love
they were
that.
You know what? Honestly, it was one of the better nights we had. We hung out with them for about four or five hours. And they were six of the funniest guys. And they've known each other forever, right?
Yeah.
So these guys travel together and they're really good friends. And so outside looking in and then like getting sort of entrenched in their little group for a short period of time, Dean, I was crying laughing. Like it was my chest hurt. I was laughing so hard.
Is there anything better than like going on vacation with your wife of 30 years and running into six guys who can distract you? Is there?
Okay, here's the thing about my relationship with my beautiful wife. We have been together now. I love that they sent me a cucumber. We've been together for over 30 years.
Yeah, okay. I said 30 years.
We've been married now for our 30th wedding anniversary is coming up this year. It was 29 in September. So anyway, by the way, Kingston's going to destroy that box behind me. So anyway, when you spend that much time with somebody, even when you're on vacation and you're spending some romantic time together, she was probably okay with a break from me. I can be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've witnessed a night.
Dude, the first time I met you and Deb together, there was a full on domestic for four straight hours as we were hanging out.
She was
very angry with you.
That was just Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. So my point is this, though, that I get that, but I also and don't tell me I'm wrong. And ladies and gentlemen, it works both ways. Marriage for a long period of time, there's a little bit of a flop sweat when you and the wife or you and the husband are like, let's go away together, just you and me. You're like, oh, who am I going to talk to?
I know I'm not.
Who
like
am I going to hang out with? A lot of people are, me especially.
I really like spending
going
time
on vacation
with my
ex. Yeah, that's because you got a great marriage and you love your wife.
We figured it out, and we fight. You know what? We fight like every other couple. We've figured it out. It's we make it work.
I don't know if you fight like every other couple. Like the first time I met you, you fought for 4 hours. Does every other couple fight for 4 hours?
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't very comfortable. Fact-based. I'm just fact-based. Anyway.
Okay.
As always, brought to you by our friends at Cantorque. Go to cantorque.com for more information. If you're looking for a torque wrench, torque bolting solution you can't find anywhere else, go to cantorque.com. Colin and his group have your wrench. Speaking of wrenches, did you see Tucker Carlson, the human wrench in Moscow? He's still there. Are you watching some of the stuff he's putting out on social media?
I can't.
Speaking of bullshit and lies, I mean, oh my God, I got to show you something.
Okay,
I'm going to show you a video.
Handle this guy. I can't handle him. Such a loser.
Keep in mind, your province paid this guy a couple million to come and give a couple of speeches in Edmonton.
Well, it was money worth well spent. I'm glad. I'm glad. Yeah.
Anyway.
He needed money to fly to Russia.
And we haven't even talked about this. We haven't talked about his interview with Putin because we've been hit and miss because you've been on vacation, happened while you're on vacation.
Yeah.
He and Putin do like a 2-hour interview. He literally giggles the whole time and basically shines Putin's shaft during the whole interview and doesn't say anything. Putin mocks him for not getting into the CIA, basically redraws the map, lies about the entire history of Russia, lies about the map of Europe, lies about what's going on in North America, lied about Canada being a Nazi nation that welcomed a Nazi to the House of Commons, lied about all of these things, even though that
happened, but
we're not a Nazi nation. It was just an oversight. He's Ukrainian. Wait, he was Ukrainian Nazi. What are we doing here? Anyway, really took the West to task. Now, since then, and this has been fascinating, it has been a fire hose of propaganda celebrating things in Russia that are not true. And one of those things was Tucker Carlson's trip to a grocery store. And I'm going to play this for you. And then we're going to get to some details after. But this is the kind of stuff that he gets paid for now. And I want to point this out because this is what he got paid for to go to in Alberta for. He got paid a couple $1 million to go there.
He went to a Russian supermarket when he was here in Alberta?
Oh, no. He went to a Russian supermarket in Russia. He just went to two different places in Alberta.
I know. I'm just being a dick.
He takes his 20 million followers. He takes his blowtorch. He takes everything he can with him. And he's literally getting paid millions of U.S. dollars by Vladimir Putin and the state of Russia to do these videos. But here's the catch. These videos are then shared with a network that sits on Twitter that surrounds Elon Musk, Ian Miles Chong, and every one of those proxies. Ian Miles Chong works for Rebel News. There you go. Now we're back in Canada. So that's the connective tissue. So this is just a pure propaganda play. And I want to play it for you.
It's based in money.
all of it is based in money. This is Vladimir Putin, and this is a direct pipeline. Keep in mind, a direct pipeline of Russian propaganda back into the United States, where 100 million people believe this shit, back into Canada, where a couple of million people believe this shit based on their core belief system, ideology, and based on how much they hate democracy. So I'm going to play this for you. This
can
is
I
the
just correct you there?
What's
before
that?
You play the video, I think I'd like to point out that I think people are very disenfranchised with our current state of politics. And so I don't think they hate democracy. I think they're looking for something other than what they have because they're so angry about where we're at right now politically.
Disagree. I think it's because they're stupid. And I'll get to that in just a second. But let me play this video.
And
this is Tucker Carlson talking about how much better it is to buy groceries in Russia than in the United States or Canada. Yeah. Let's watch this together, shall we?
Corruption. If you take people's standard of living and you tank it through filth and crime and inflation, and they literally can't buy the groceries they want, at that point, maybe it matters less what you say or whether you're a good person or a bad person. You're wrecking people's lives in their country, and that's what our leaders have done to us. And coming to a Russian grocery store, the heart of evil, and seeing what things cost and how people live, it will radicalize you against our leaders. That's how I feel anyway, radicalized. We're not making any of this up, by the way, at all.
Thoughts?
I can't stand him. Like the
did
fact
you see
that
did you see that he is now in Russia telling 100 million people in the United States who love him, who thinks he is America, that he is being radicalized by how much better it is in Russia right now. For real. He got paid millions and millions and millions of dollars to do that. Dude, this is where we're going. Keep in mind, this guy loves Pierre Poilievre, loves the Conservative Party of Canada, loves the GOP, loves MAGA. And keep in mind, 5 days previous to that, Donald Trump basically said, Putin, if you're listening, attack NATO countries. Keep that in mind.
Well, okay?
No, it's what he said. That
he
is
said
what
if
he
they
said.
Don't, if they don't live up to their NATO commitments,
he said
you
he
should
hopes,
attack them.
Exactly.
Still wildly irresponsible, and the fact that it came out of a former president of the United States mouth is so awful.
And bingo.
I can't believe he can live with himself.
He can. Let me play it for you again. Suck on this today. Suck on this. This is a guy who says he is American as it comes, believes in democracy. He is in Russia getting paid $6 to $10 million U.S. dollars to create these micro propaganda videos talking about
people
how
are
he is
literally
being radicalized.
Starving in that country.
I'll show he's you pictures paid. Of a breadline in Russia in just a second. He's telling people that it's so much better and easier, and we've been treated like filth and destroyed in the Western world. These are Putin's talking points. These are legitimately coming out of his mouth because this is what he's been saying for 20 years. The West, you don't care about your people. He's murdered 500,000 people. You know how many people fall out of fucking windows in Russia? Here's a breadline picture from this morning. This is from this morning. This is people lining up for eggs. There's a woman who lined up for rice and a piece of bread. There's another lineup of people that are like, ooh, we're running out of water. Better go get some water. That's all from today in Russia. So they have done the North Korea thing where they're
dumping their money
store.
Into military right now. Like
absolutely
every penny to go.
But watch this again. I want you to watch this one more time.
Corruption. If you take people's standard of living and you tank it through filth and crime and inflation, and they literally can't buy the groceries they want. At that point, maybe it matters less what you say or whether you're a good person or a bad person. You're wrecking people's lives in their country, and that's what our leaders have done to us. And coming to a Russian grocery store, the heart of evil, and seeing what things cost and how people live, it will radicalize you against our leaders. That's how I feel anyway, radicalized. We're not making any of this up, by the way, at all.
Oh, no.
There's more to his story right now. Like, I think his...
He's paid for it, dude.
Yeah.
That's his story. He gets paid to do that. He is a paid propagandist. He is a paid lobbyist. He has been hired to let the Tucker Carlson network machine remake the image of Vladimir Putin, remake the image of Russia, and he's literally, and it works. It's working. And I'll tell you why it's working. I got another story and another news story to play for you. I want you to watch this very carefully. Canadian family, born-again Christian evangelical family with six kids. Or maybe they have eight kids. We'll watch it in a second. Decided to get away from all the gayness in Canada. They were going to move to Russia. This is recently. This is in the last 6 months. Held a press conference. I want you to wait for it. This is about a four-minute video. This is a young lady on TikTok reading the story. I want you to remember, these people are Canadian. They bought the lie. They bought this lie. The lie was, Russia's great. Canada sucks. Too many gays. Come here. We are a Christian nationalist country. We are Orthodox Christians in Russia. We stand against the trans gay mob. We stand for Christianity. We won't allow your children to be groomed into LGBTQ pedophile groomers. These are talking points again. I want you to listen extremely carefully to this news story. This news story is as legitimate as it gets. It has been buried. I shared this with Adler today, and he's like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, no, dude, read this. And he's like, they're coming for everybody. They're literally coming for everybody. This is the story that I've been waiting to see. How would a Canadian who decided that he was going to leave Canada because it was too hard for him to make a living in a free and democratic country, it was too hard for him to raise his kids in a country that's inclusive and accepting of all sexual orientation, people of color, refugees from other countries, an inclusive country. And keep in mind, this is exactly what Vladimir Putin wants. This is exactly the message that has been firehosed into Canadians' brains for I don't know how long by people like Jordan Peterson, who spent 6 months in her coma in Russia getting rehabilitated by the FSB, Pierre Poilievre, who voted against the Ukraine aid package the other day, voting for Russia against Ukraine to send aid because he doesn't want to, he's hiding behind a carbon tax. I mean, it's all bullshit. All of it is bullshit. But this is how I can tell it's working. Because this isn't just the first Canadian family or American family that's like, you know what? Russia sells a great deal. We want to go over there and we want to enjoy that non-gay lifestyle where you can get free land and it's a strong country and the West sucks. You're right. The West sucks. You know what? I hate the West. It doesn't align with my values. What aligns with my values is Christian nationalism, Orthodox Christianity, and that's what they sell. And I love what Putin's doing in Ukraine because he's going after people who aren't Christians, and that's where I'm going. I'm going to Russia. I want you to watch this very carefully, and I want you to listen to it very carefully because this is a true story, and this actually happened.
I haven't heard about this at all until you...
Family of eight, fuck Canada, let's go Russia, but wait for it. As always, the Dean Blundell Show is brought to you by our friends at FactCheck.io. FactCheck.io, do you believe? The good people at FactCheck are a quorum of software professionals, psychological professionals, journalists that have been very busy building some software so that you can fact check anything that you read. It doesn't matter. If it's got a URL, you'll be able to fact check it. Alternative sources, origins, whether or not it was an organic or inorganic campaign, whether or not you can trust the people that are putting out the information, and alternative sources, and there's going to be a weapon button too, where you can turn that information around and put it back out there accurately to combat disinformation. The good people at factcheck.io are right now testing their beta version of their free program. Yes, it will be free for anybody who wants to use it. They want to battle disinformation because it is a problem. Go to factcheck.io today, FACTCHEK.io, FACTCHEK.io. The world's most robust fact-checking disinformation software for news, social media, video, print, anything spoken word. These people are on the tip. And they use some of the finest software technology to be able to give you the advantage when it comes to getting agency back in your life, when it comes to information that you read. Go to factcheck.io today for more information. Sign up for the beta test, FACTCHEK.io.
Today, let's talk about a Canadian family that has 8 children that sold everything they had in Canada and moved to Russia. The Arend Feistry family, I hope I pronounced that correctly, moved to Nizhny Novgorod region of the Russian Federation a month ago from Canada to raise their 8 children in the spirit of Orthodox values away from the LGBTQ plus community.
Well, Canada's not the same country it used to be, and we didn't feel safe for our children there in the future anymore. There's a lot of left-wing ideology, LGBTQ, trans, just a lot of things that we don't agree with that they teach there now, and we wanted to get away from that for our children. Also, for economic reasons, for farming, better opportunities, we felt Russia was best. Russia also has the strength to stand up against Western pressures, and I think it'll stand on its own, and it'll keep that stuff away for many, many, many years. Other countries under the Western influence and wouldn't be able to stand up against it, I don't think. So, why Nizhny Novgorod? It looks a lot like where we're from. It's got a similar climate, lots of land, lots of opportunities, and the government is interested, or tells us that they are very interested in working with Western farmers and helping us to get established here.
Today, the family's accounts have been blocked. They have nothing to live on. And Feistry's wife has already declared her disappointment with Russia, Russian Federation regional media reported. It is reported that the family moved to Russia to farm. Feinstra believes that there is a lot of good, cheap land here. In Canada, the family sold real estate and transferred the funds to a Russian account. The bank found the transfer suspicious, as the Canadians were unable to justify the origin of the large sum in time, and it blocked their accounts. In addition, few bank and government employees understand English well. Canadians have to communicate with them through machine translation, which complicates the process. Now the family has nothing to buy groceries with. Arend shared the details on his blog. He is still hoping to settle the matter, hoping that a workaround can be found to unblock the account. At the same time, in the comments, he is told that it is unlikely that he will succeed, and it is more likely that he will be recognized as a foreign agent. Feistre's wife in the video puts it bluntly, "Okay, that was really dumb. I'm very disappointed in this country. At this point, I'm ready to jump on a plane and get out of here. We've hit the first snag where you have to engage logic in this country, and it's very, very frustrating."
There you are. There you are. Huh? They bought the lie. They bought the lie that these countries were full of crazy, dangerous gays. They bought the lie that this place was so far left that it radical left, you're going to ruin your life and you're going to run your life. And that family of 8 of Orthodox Christians, and you can tell they're Orthodox because they have 8 kids. Don't use condoms. Not allowed to. Life is life. They decide they're going to sell everything and they're going to believe it. They're going to believe what Pierre Poilievre and Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin and everybody's selling. They're going to believe it. They're going to go over there and they're going to get away from all the hateful inclusiveness, and they're going to sell everything and they're going to go over there and start anew. You know what they knew would happen? I'll tell you what happened. Exactly what we knew would happen. And it's happened to several families that have gone there and done this from Canada. They had every single social media aspect of their lives blocked. They had accounts turned off. They had all their money absconded and stolen, given to the state. Now there's that family cannot afford to buy food, has no place to live, and they're in a theocratic dictatorship, hoping that he doesn't get picked up, his family doesn't get picked up, labeled foreign assets or foreign spies. So, what did we learn today? I'll tell you what I learned. What did you learn? Because what I learned is that the message that gets shared by people like Pierre Poilievre, people like Vladimir Putin, the message that gets shared about how dangerous this country is, which is a fucking lie, is driving people to give up their lives. it drove that family to put in their entire lineage with eight beautiful little children at risk in a foreign country where people get pushed out of windows and murdered on the daily for just not being Russian. And we here are buying this lie. And there are millions of Canadians that line up at anti-trans book readings, millions of Canadians that talk about woke gender ideology. Pierre the shithead Polyev is one of them, that try to tell you you can't live here anymore. It's a dangerous country. They're going to make your kids gay. That is where it comes from. And that is the real life consequence of propaganda like Carlson Tucker, who's feeding it to Canadians and Americans like a fire hose. This is a great place. You got to come here. Got to come here. Well, guess what happens when you come here? Ask the Van Feenstra family if and when they ever come back, because nothing's happening there. Nothing. Zero. Zero. And you people buy it. You people eat it up. You people eat it up because you share an ideology and a core belief system with a tyrant who's murdered 500,000 people between Russia and Ukraine. And you think he does it in the name of God. And you said he's going to protect you from the gays, and that's your concern? So you think you got it better over there, so you're going to go there? Listen, I will help you all pack. Lachlan and I will. We'll come to your house with bubble wrap, boxes, trucks, two men in a big truck. That's what we'll call it. And we're going to put you on transport planes if you want to leave.
Leave the kids here, though.
Yeah, leave your children here. Give them to Canadian. Give them to CAS.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
Go, go, go. I will help every single one of you pack.
So hard to watch.
Isn't that fucking awesome? I loved it. I loved
really?
It. Because, yeah,
I'm sick to my stomach.
You should be. And I am too, but I still loved it because that is the end result. That's the end result. Yeah. All you people out there that are forwarding around, the gays. That's the end result. People get radicalized. Tucker Carlson just
you want to ruin your day?
Being radicalized about how much he loves this beautiful country of Russia, how much better it is and less corrupt it is, and it's awesome. The grocery stores are full. Grocery stores are fucking empty. There's
nothing
there. You
want to ruin your day? Go read the comment sections on any of the posts of the Tucker Carlson Putin interview. So disturbing, man.
Yeah.
It's so disturbing.
Dude, masterful job by TASS. Masterful job. Do you want me to get... here's some details. I'll give you some details. Masterful PR job. Like, I have friends that think that Russia's a pretty great place. He's a pretty good dude. Because he shares the same religion as I do. Same belief system. He tells us he does anyway. While he's murdering and raping and torturing people. Yeah, sure. Anyway, to that point, Freedom House ranked Russia as 147th in the World Freedom Press Index out of 157 countries. Fear of reprisals, if caught speaking to foreign journalists, people get murdered, killed without borders, puts Russia at 147th place in the World Press Freedom Index. Russia is not a free country. Citizens are not permitted to complain about prices or quality of food, and they are also in that country. You're not allowed to say the word war in Ukraine. Special military operation. You get caught saying war in Ukraine, you get arrested and sent to the gulag for 10 years. Right now. Right now.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, then they'll send you to the front lines because half the people they have fighting now have been spent time in jail.
Over 60% of Russians spend half of their salary on food, according to Russia's state-owned news agency TASS. The average wage in Russia is 73,383 rubles, which is $791 a month. Over 20% of that country below the poverty level.
There's a reason, economically, I was reading a story about why they keep the ruble so low too. Like they do it on purpose. There's a reason behind it for him, but anyway,
no idea. Isn't that awesome? Awful. Isn't that an incredible story?
It's awful. No, it's not. It is incredible.
Thousands
it
of
is
Americans
awful.
That have moved there for that reason. Same thing has happened to them. Those stories don't get told. I'm shocked that story came out. That was a Russian reporter that put that story out.
She got a hold of that from some chat site or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because they're clearly, I wonder if they have any support, like if there's a possibility of support in Canada for them. Like, is there an agency that would step in? I mean, they went over there on their own volition. Yeah. I'd hate to think that family is stuck there now and those kids need to grow up in that, right?
They are.
Like
They can't go anywhere, dude. The guy gave up his Canadian citizenship to move there. His whole family. His whole family. He can't go anywhere. He can't get on a plane. He's never getting on a fucking plane. That's not happening. His family's not coming home. His children are not coming home. His wife is not coming home. Because they decided in the name of their faith, they shared a better chance of raising God-fearing kids in that
country.
I'd
like to hope that they'd find a way to get them back, like if they can, if families are stuck like that, just for the sake of the kids. You can't fix that sort of ideology, mm-hmm. but I hope there's a chance that that they would be able to. I want to believe everybody's redeemable. I do. I need to.
Well, I imagine when I go probably to bed having tonight, second thoughts now.
I'm okay with.
Okay, here, let me play this one last clip. This is proving a point. Keep in mind the average Russian salary is $791 a month, U.S. dollars a month.
If 60% of their salary is going to food, yep. What's their rents like?
Who knows? The homelessness over there is like rampant. Off the charts. It makes third world countries, and they don't show it. It's like North Korea. It's a closed country. You can't see it.
Apparently, it's one of the poorest countries in the world. Like it's at the bottom, yeah. 10%.
Yeah. So this is another video of Tucker again. I've already told you how much money an average Russian makes: 791 rubles a month. He's also lying.
There
about
is
these
a
groceries.
Serious class thing in Russia too, from what I've heard.
Oh, yeah, dude, the richest dude. You think America's bad? America's full of an oligopoly in the top 1% on the majority. In Russia, it's way worse. Oh, yeah. The disparity is incredible. Anyway, here's another clip of Tucker, everybody.
I went from amused to legitimately angry. So we were guessing what this would cost. Everybody hears from the United States buys groceries, and we didn't pay any attention to costs. We were just putting in the cart what we would actually eat over a week. And we all came in around $400. It was $104 US here. And that's when you start to realize that ideology maybe doesn't matter as much as you thought, corruption. If you take people's standard of living and you tank it through filth and crime and inflation, and they literally can't buy the groceries they want, at that point, maybe it matters less what you say or whether you're a good person or a bad person. You're wrecking people's lives in their country, and that's what our leaders have done to us. And coming to a Russian grocery store, the heart of evil, and seeing what things cost and how people live, it will radicalize you against our leaders. That's how I feel anyway, radicalized. We're not making any of this up, by the way, at all.
No, he is making it all up.
I don't understand this right wing Russia's great and Putin's an where does that come from?
Religion, dude. Religion.
What is going on? It is bizarre, right?
It's
like
religion. It's Orthodox Christianity. Russian Orthodox Christians run that country.
But even
Kirill, the dude who is
listen, I have a lot of problems with how things are being run right now. I have a tremendous amount of concern about who's next and the possibility of the fact that we need to get rid of the guy that's running it right now. Like, I'm sorry. Again, maybe bad timing to bring that up, but I can't wrap my head around whenever I get into a conversation with somebody about where we live or it's got to be better somewhere else. I can't budge. As difficult as it is for me to live, as mad as I am about the lack of control our government has over big business, right? Like, for instance, the Bell firings and the selling and the demise of our business. And then Justin Trudeau stepping up and saying some really flowery, nice words. Well, you could have stepped in. You could actually enforce the rules that you have in place right now. Mm-hmm. With the CRTC to make this company, that company, accountable for the decisions that they've been making. Promise of performance. Look it up. We all have licenses. You could actually impact the decisions that are being made, and you're not, because you're scared of that corporation and the multimillion dollars. So instead, you just do a 5-minute press conference and tell them how upset I am right? So yeah. I have a real problem with where we're at, and there are major things that we need to fix in this country. But I cannot wrap my head around somebody thinking that moving their family to Russia is going to give them a better life. Like, it is so bizarre.
Dude, how long do you think I've been ringing the ideology bell for? In your mind, how long have I been talking about the ideology?
Well, as long as I know you. You have different versions of it. And
I love being right. I love being right. Listen, that family, they're fucked.
You have different levels of it, not versions. I'm right.
What?
You have different levels of your... And I understand where you come from. And I have trouble wading into these waters. And people can sort of see that I'm a little bit timid about doing it. Because I don't understand it. I didn't grow up with it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Let me explain.
You did.
So I grew up in an evangelical... somewhat orthodox.
Could you see your dad doing this now? Like, let's say you are 13.
My dad, my family hate Putin.
No. You are, it's Saskatchewan. It's 1989. Same circumstances. We're just moving the year to now. We've had Trump in power, Your dad's, he's still doing what he's doing. Still going to church 4 days a week. You're still in a private school. You and all your brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Can you see your dad going, that's it, kids, pack up. We're moving to Russia.
No.
Okay, they wouldn't have done it?
No, because they're not like that. My family, like I've got my entire family shares that faith, right? But they're not radicalized extremists. They understand that, you know, for lack of a better term, Jesus was a philosopher and the message he had was to love other people. It wasn't to kill people, right? So they're sickened by the misrepresentation of their faith. Most good Christians are. Most of them. I would say 90% of them.
That's the other confusing thing I have about religion. When it turns to a radical situation, right? And from my understanding of the teachings of most religions, whether it's Buddha, Muslim, Christianity, Catholicism, it's generally, if you look at it on face value, if you take it for what it's worth, it's a pretty good indication about how to run your life. Like,
for sure.
It's a pretty good rule book.
The philosophy in certain religions is nice. Sure.
Yeah.
But as someone who was educated by evangelical teachers and preachers, as someone who's been through countless hours of Bible studies and sat through hellfire and brimstone messaging about bringing Jesus back, and there's one day he's going to come down from the clouds and you're going to hear trumpets and you're going to hear this crack in the sky and he's going to take over all the world governments.
This is the 12 horses?
Yeah, that's right. Well, they factor Putin into that. I want to bring something to your attention.
Is Putin one of the horse riders?
Yeah, he is. See that magazine? It's called the Philadelphia Trumpet. Prophecy comes true, comes alive in Ukraine, right? Putin on the front looks tough and strong. This is an American publication from a Christian organization called the Philadelphia Church of God.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, not done there. Not done there. Same magazine.
Who sent that to you?
Oh, dude, I picked these up at the guy that cuts my hair. These were sitting on the coffee table. And I'm like, is these your magazines? He's like, yeah. I go, do you believe this shit? He's like, totally. I'm like, fuck, this is awesome. Can I have those? He goes, sure, go ahead. He goes, it's great reading. I go, no, it isn't. See you later. This is another one. The Philadelphia Trumpet. Disney is coming for your children with the LGBTQ flag. You know who funds this? Because I do. Mother Russia. I phoned them. Phoned and asked the gentleman. What's his name again? I phoned him. I actually phoned these guys because I'm like, I need to know who's in charge of this shit. His name is David.
You got through to
him. Yeah, there's a phone number on the back here. You can call and ask for extra
money's coming in from Russia.
Yep. Yeah, they get funding from organizations around the world. Most of it comes from over there. And I would say if we did a little audit of a couple of media outlets in this country, you might see some money that came through certain funnels that said that, hey, maybe this came from over there too.
I remember one night, and I hope you don't mind me telling this story, but we were having we do this every couple of weeks. You and I will have like a night where I might get into a couple of beers and you do your thing.
Spliff.
Yeah, and we'll have a longer than normal conversation, and you admitted to me that someone had reached out to you from a foreign agent and they wanted you to release information in Canada on your Cryer network. They were going to pay you, what was it, 20 grand or 10 grand or something?
20 grand for one tweet, one story.
20 grand.
It's 20 insane. Grand.
Yeah, dude.
And you know
what? Hang on. We've had, that's one example. I've told this story many times. We have been circled, catfished, asked to produce content for China through Canadian ecosystems, content for Russia, content for all kinds of content from evangelical people in the United States. We have been asked to do the same thing here. And we've said no. We've laughed. As a matter of fact, we've called the authorities. So, like,
well, and what's interesting about it, right? Like, if you are, say, a little wired, a little like Tucker, and maybe, you know, maybe driven by that bottom line, you take that money, or do you get in a, well, I'll do it, but it's going to cost you a little bit more. So, dude, it, because he knows is the power.
Do you know how many Canadian news outlets? Because I know the answer to this. How many blogs, how many independent ecosystems take foreign money? Do you know how many of them? Almost all.
What?
Almost all of them. Some know where it's from, some don't. Lots do. And they do it through agencies. So an agency will come to you and go, hey, I got this sponsored post. You want to run it? It's on Nord Stream.
Okay.
And you're like, yeah. Well, how much? $5,000? Okay. Do you know some guy running a blog that makes no money that lives in his parents' basement? Some guy offers him $5,000 to reproduce an article. They all say yes.
What was the article? Yes. Just asking for a friend.
I don't remember.
How bad do I have to sell my soul?
You should almost start a blog that's like called the Foreign Substack, where you just
what do you want me to say?
.com.
That's my blog.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of people don't understand. And dude, there is so much foreign money in traditional media outlets in this country too.
I love North Korea.
Pyongyang ski resort is open for the winter.
Yay!
I two love for one ski lift passes in Sochi. Haircut. Yay!
He looks so handsome.
Yeah. Anyway, underscoring the need for stuff like factcheck.io, underscoring the need for some critical thinking, underscoring the need for some transparency in this world. And you people wonder why I fight the way I do.
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah.
I will say this.
And then we'll wrap it up.
The app is interesting. And I like the idea that you are you're looking into this, not only for your own bias, but also to
combat the horse shit.
Combat the horse shit. Like, so I appreciate the fact that you're doing that, Dean. And I like that you've partnered up with this organization. That where do people go? Can they go to Cryer Media?
Yeah, go to factcheck.io today. Factcheck.io. If you go there today, it's and you know what? I'll put this in the description so everybody can have a look at it. You can
click
go
on
my
it.
Twitter feed at it's Dean Blundell and sign up for the beta test where you can legitimately see where all of this stuff comes from. And then you can decide whether or not you're going to support Russian, Chinese, MAGA talking points.
Okay, but hold on. I think everyone Maple, has a
MAGA,
bias.
MAGA, China, Russia, same thing.
Everybody has a bias.
Sure they do. On, be ready to challenge it, dude. That's the thing. You got to be ready to challenge your bias if you're going to be right.
Whether you use an app or whether you actually just do it, you're more self-conscious about the information you're taking in.
Right.
When I see something that doesn't sit well with me, I try to think about why. Right. And I'm serious about that. Because we are in very interesting times and I'm in the content business. So I'm constantly looking at content and I'm constantly trying to figure out how I feel about it and how I'm digesting that information. And I will quite often look up a source, like I will Google it. And if somebody sends me a story and go, what do you think of that? And then I'll go, wow, you know what? That that publication is, you know, suspect and they've done this in the past. So I might actually not present that information as mine on my radio show or on my podcast with Dean Blundell a couple of times a week. So I think people need to do more of that now. And we don't. Instead of actually looking up and questioning even the stuff that you believe in, right? Mm-hmm. The stuff that sits nicely in your bias pocket.
Sure.
You gotta dig into that a little bit as well. I don't think we do that enough.
Nobody does. Nobody does. You get really comfortable with what you believe, and you know, being wrong is like death for a lot of people. That's why you see so many people that are still like, the vaccine's an experimental drug. And you're like, dude, it's over. It's over. And they just can't admit that they're wrong. Factcheck.io is for people who want to be right. And it's for people who want to feed it to people who do things for the wrong reasons.
Although I will say this, I have developed a third testicle, and I'm pretty sure it was the vaccines.
Oh, you did.
The third shot that I got, it sprouted, and it's there. And I'm having fun with it right now because it's like a can of tennis balls. But
you have four shots, dude. You have three. You have four.
It started the fourth, the third. The fourth one just helped it.
Okay, good. Yeah.
It got to the size of the left one now.
That is Lachlan Cross, 957 Cruise.
By the way, do you know that one ball pumps more than the other? I did not know that.
What do you mean? One testicle produces more semen than the other testicle?
Yeah.
Is it the lower one or the higher one?
I don't know. Like,
I imagine if it's like a water tower, if pressure is the deal, I imagine it's the lower one that produces.
I'm pretty sure it's my left one that fires a little more pressure.
Is your left a lower one or the higher one? Because
the left one's the lower one.
Yeah,
and then there's the one in the middle, the vaccine testicle. And then I got one that just sort of sits over to the side.
Good. That's great.
That's great. I learned something from you today. Not something I can say all the time. So thank you. I appreciate it. 957cruisefm.ca. Go there today. Listen to
Lachlan. Fact check.
At Lachlan Cross on Twitter. Listen to him every week.
Did Lachlan Cross get an extra testicle?
The answer is no.
From the vaccine. That'll be my first question.
According to every piece of medical information, and I have researched this, no one has grown a third testicle from getting the vaccine.
I'm the first.
Okay, good. Maybe you just have three nuts. Listen to him every weekday morning, 957cruisefm.ca. Morning show host, Locker Room, name of the show. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at Lachlan Cross. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate being part of the show. Brought to you, as always, by CanTorque, makers of rugged, hardworking torque wrenches, the best in the business. Doesn't matter what you need a torque wrench solution for, any bolting solution. These guys are ninjas, and they do it for heavy industry around the world. They fabricate, calibrate. They also take care of and design anything that you need for a custom solution. Whether you're boring a hole for a subway, whether you're building a nuclear facility, whether you're doing forestry or heavy machinery, there's one name in Canada, proudly Canadian, manufacture everything in this beautiful country, CanTorque.com. Go there today, check them out, get in touch with Colin. Oh, by the way, you can check out everything they do on the front page of their offering as well. Brought to you by our friends at Muse Massage Spa, the ladies, lovely people. Emily and Riley have got a podcast called Muse on the Mic, sexologists, educators, advocates for the sex work industry. Muse on the Mic Patreon is available if you want all the juice. It's actually fantastic. And their podcast can be found at Cryer Media, cryer.co, as well as anywhere you get your fine podcasts. Learn a little bit about the body rub industry, learn about the therapeutic nature of it, and learn about Muse Massage Spa by going to musemassagespa.com and download their podcast, Muse on the Mic, today. And we're brought to you by Ed's Fine Imports. His gitch can be on you. They're on me. They're on everybody I know. Luxury branded boxer briefs, pouch in the front, made for every day. Level of performance, run, walk, crawl, moisture wicking fabric. The greatest waistband on the planet. Bunch of different colors. And right now, he'll give you a free pair when you order three or more with the promo code GITCH3. GITCH, the number three, and an extra 15% off as you check out when you give him your email address. Edsfineimports.com. GITCH. Get your underwear today. Promo code GITCH3. Have a great day, everybody. Maybe don't believe anything Tucker Carlson says. It's a good start. And if you're considering a move to Russia because you don't like it in Canada and you think you're going to have a way better time of it over there, I encourage you to sell it all. And I encourage you to go over there. Roll the dice like the Van Feenstra family did. Huh? You believe Pierre Poilievre? You believe Donald Trump? You believe MAGA, Maple MAGA, Russia, China? You believe those people that an inclusive society is going to turn your kids gay? Go. I'll show up. I swear to God, packing paper, mattress bags, a U-Haul. Lachlan will be there. I won't even charge you for it. In fact, I'll pay for it. We'll start a fund. Maybe get a grant. Send some of you jack wagons over there and see how you like it. Ask the Van Feenstra family how things are going. You won't ever see them again. Have a great day, everybody. Don't forget, you can get everything to do at crier.co. And don't forget, sign up for the factcheck.io beta test. Do you believe what you consume? Maybe it's time for you to start looking into things yourself instead of taking everybody's word for it. What a tremendous example of horseshit today. I love it. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I'm Matt Kundel, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamscore.com.